NASA's official lunar landing requirement is to land within 50 meters, or 164 feet, of a targeted site. For Artemis missions to the moon, that means landing within an area about as wide as a football field, in any lighting condition, amid rough terrain.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Landing on the moon is no small feat. To meet this challenge, NASA is developing advanced landing technologies through the cross-agency SPLICE program, managed by Johnson Space Center. Recently, engineers at Kennedy put a key component of SPLICE to the test. The Hazard Detection LiDAR system, developed at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, was mounted on a helicopter for the flight. In just 2 seconds, 15 million short pulses of light scanned the surface below, creating accurate 3D maps of a land area equivalent to 2 football fields. The maps were then read in real time by a high-performance computer processor, which identified hazards and determined a safe landing location. And with this successful field test, NASA is splicing the way for safe, autonomous landings on the moon, Mars, and beyond. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.